With the third pick in the 2021 NBA Draft, the Cleveland Cavaliers select Evan Mobley from the University of Southern California.
And let's get the latest on the Cavs with our man from the Cavs, Tim Alcorn. Good morning, Tim. I'm a little blinded by the hot teal. I don't know.
What color was Evan wearing?
Like a tealish blue.
A hot teal? Was it a hot teal?
Yeah, like a hot teal. Yeah, okay.
That was a hot teal. These NBA, I don't know. I mean, I don't know if you have to reset your TV color on that, but that was a hot teal that he was wearing. Not wine and gold, but hot teal.
NBA draft night has not only evolved into a prime time event and, you know, all the bells and whistles, but it's also now become a fashion show as all these young men show up, and I think they all want to outdo each other as far as the outfits are concerned. I like that teal. I thought it looked pretty sharp, to be honest with you.
Well, teal is a pretty good color, absolutely. Here's what he said he's bringing to the Cavaliers.
I'm just here to be the best player, the best person I can be at the Cleveland Cavaliers. I'm here to show what I have, hopefully be a rookie of the year, rookie of the month as many times as I can. So that's what I'm trying to bring to the team.
Setting a high standard for himself as well. Talk a little bit about Evan and what he really brings for the Cavaliers besides his height. I guess maybe that's the key.
Well, he's an incredibly talented basketball player. And as we dove into the draft, especially after the Cavs were fortunate enough to move up to the number three spot on draft lottery night, the general consensus, guys, was that this was a three, maybe four player deep draft insofar as franchise players, annual all-star type players. And that, of course, was Cunningham along with Green, Mobley, and some had Suggs in that category. And really any other year, one of those guys would have been the consensus number one pick. So the Cavs, in essence, got a number one pick in the number three spot. This young man can play. He's an athletic 7-foot guy. So he's not that 7-footer that just kind of plants himself in that low block or in the paint and gobbles up rebounds and scores some points down low. He can move on the wing. He's an excellent defensive player. So the Cavs struck gold on lottery night when they were able to vault into that number three spot, and great pick last night. This really accelerates the rebuild and the Cavs' upward trajectory. There's no doubt about that.
Tim, what impact will his selection have on anybody else who's now on the roster?
That's a great question, Craig, because if you look at Evan Mobley as a center, as just a pure center, which I don't, but if you look at it that way, folks may say, well, we already have Jared Allen. Well, Jared's in a situation where he's a restricted free agent, which means he is a free agent, but the Cavs can match any offer that he receives from another team. So it doesn't matter, you know, if he's offered some huge amount of money, which he will be, from somebody else, the Cavs can match that and keep him here. So they can either match it and keep him here, elect not to match it and just let him walk, which I don't think would be the case. Or the third option would be if there's just a huge contract that the Cavs say, boy, that's a little rich for our blood, they can still match it and then do what's known as a sign and trade. So they've got some flexibility now. But I also think that they could play Evan Mobley at that, what they call the four spot, although the NBA has really gotten away from the traditional positions. But he's athletic enough that he and Jared Allen can play together. And I'm sure we'll hear more about that later this afternoon when Kobe Altman and Evan meet with the media. But it gives them flexibility, and certainly it gives them a high-caliber player.
What was it like, getting this third pick? It kind of brings momentum back to the Cavaliers with things that are getting ready for the season, which is when? Happening in October, right? That's where we're getting back on a regular track this year?
That's correct. Training camp will open up September 28th. So first day will be September 28th on training camp. Couple of preseason games, and then, yes, Bruce, I think it's October 18th. I don't have that right in front of me, but I believe it's October 18th. The first games are scheduled, so it's going to accelerate pretty quickly. And for the Cavaliers, you know, I don't think their work is done. By the way, you know, I think there's still some things that are going to happen between now and training camp. They've got some money to spend as far as free agency is concerned. You know, I'm still sure that Kobe Altman's on the phone lines in regards to trades, because I think the Cavs go into this year wanting to take that next step, wanting to be a playoff caliber team. Now, you never know how the season will unfold, but I think that's the goal. That's the objective. And so the work isn't done, but boy, they took a giant step forward last night.
Tim, I don't know if the team has officially announced it, but there are reports they've acquired Ricky Rubio from the T-Wolves. What do you know about that?
You're right, Craig. There's a moratorium, per se, on official announcements. But if it's true, I'll say that as a Cavs employee, if it's true, and certainly all indications are that deal is going to happen, I think that's a fantastic pickup for the Cavaliers. And it's going to fly under the radar, per se, with the Mobley pick. But Ricky Rubio, a longtime NBA veteran, and he is a terrific point guard. He isn't going to score a lot of points for you, but that's not what the Cavs need. You could really see a drop-off in play last season when Darius Garland wasn't on the floor. The Cavs didn't have that true point guard to come in and kind of lead the way, and that's because of the injury situation with Matthew Dellavedova. No fault of Delly's. He just couldn't stay healthy, so the Cavs desperately needed a solid backup point guard, and Ricky Rubio will provide that. Again, if the trade is official, but everything seems to indicate he's coming here. And, boy, I think that's a really nice acquisition by the Cavaliers, because now when Darius heads to the bench, you've got a solid NBA veteran that can come in and run the show, and you won't have a major drop-off.
Absolutely. Well, Tim, we appreciate you joining us this morning. Look forward to your calls with the Cavaliers season 2021-22 season coming up, and we appreciate your time this morning. Thanks for sharing the insight today.
Well, you're going to hear from me before that. I've got some high school football to call
WUO. Oh, well, okay, it's August 20th. August 20th is our first game on the radio. And I thought about that today this morning when you were going to be on. I thought, yeah, there's probably going to be a couple of high school football games on that Friday night. So.
Appreciate you having me, guys. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Tim. Take care.